Michael Scheuer served in the CIA for 26 years, and from 1996 to 1999, he served as the chief of the Bin Laden Unit, also known as Alec Station. He then worked as special advisor to the chief of the Bin Laden Unit from September of 2001 to November of 2004. Scheuer's new book essentially says that America's leaders, Republican and Democrats alike, aren't serious in trying to quell terrorism aimed at Americans. The book is called Marching Toward Hell, American in Islam After Iraq. WMNF spoke with Michael Scheuer recently. Our first question to him was, if the U.S. were to find and either apprehend or kill Osama bin Laden today, what effect would that have on al-Qaeda and its copycats across the world?
Well, the first thing it does is deny al-Qaeda of much of the glue of unity that holds it together. Bin Laden's personality, his record, is something that's very much responsible for holding together the Arab world's only multi-ethnic, multi-linguistic organization. What it does, it will create bin Laden as a martyr for the rest of the Islamic world, but his status is so firmly established now that it's only a minimal difference between being dead and alive. What it would do mostly for America is to remove from the scene a man who is responsible for changing American life more than anybody else in the past 50 years, whether it's air travel, our concern about eroding civil liberties, our repulsion at the idea of grammar school children having to be frisked before they go into museums. He's a very important figure, a figure that's changed world history.
You write in your book that the real criticism of the Iraq war should focus on the Bush administration's decision to start a second war before it had come anywhere close to annihilating the Taliban and al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. And I want to pick up on that. Last week, we had Defense Secretary Gates in Munich complaining about NATO and saying it's a two-tiered system and none of countries are trying to police Afghanistan right now. Are we in danger of hoping that other countries will want to wage that war? And if so, I mean, what's the situation, in your opinion, what we're doing with Afghanistan today?
We're very much stuck in a Cold War mindset, sir. We think that other countries are still going to be able to do our bidding and do our dirty work. You know, when 9/11 occurred, we framed it as an attack on Western civilization, and the truth is it was an act of war against the United States of America, and we should have taken care of this problem ourselves. We have tried to do Afghanistan on the cheap. We have less than 30,000 troops there, and they and their NATO allies, not all of whom are combat forces, have to keep Karzai in power, build a democracy, restore the economy, create an infrastructure economically, defeat the Taliban, eradicate al-Qaeda, and curtail the world's largest heroin industry. We just don't have enough people there, and so we're going to end up on the short end of that stick.
We're speaking with author Michael Scheuer, who's just written the book Marching Toward Hell, America and Islam After Iraq. And in the book, you certainly express a lot of contempt for the entire foreign policy establishment in the United States, Republican and Democrat alike, in terms of how serious these politicians are about protecting Americans. And you write that one of your intentions in this book is to undo some of the disservice rendered to Americans by the 9/11 Commission chaired by Tom Kaine and Lee Hamilton. And I'm very interested in asking about that because I just got finished reading the new book by Philip Chenin on the commission, reviewing the 9/11 commission back then. First of all, have you read that book?
I've only read the excerpt from it. I've got the book, but I have not read it yet.
It's really interesting, of course, and you're in that. You have some parts of that book. Are you in there? But, of course, that book talks a lot about Philip Zelikow, the executive director, and all these ties that he had to Condoleezza Rice and Karl Rove and some of the limitations that were put on that commission in terms of trying to investigate went up to 9/11. What are your thoughts about that commission? And talk more about the idea that it was a disservice rendered to Americans.
Well, I think any normal person is going to know that the commission's failure to find anybody responsible for anything before 9/11 was almost an unbelievable occurrence. There clearly were people responsible for the failures to kill bin Laden beforehand. And what I tried to point out is that the commission whitewashed both Republicans and Democrats, not just one party or the other. Whatever Zelikow did with Rove is one thing, but there was lots of prominent Democrats on that commission too. And by telling Americans that this is a very small problem in the Islamic world, that the Islamists are only a lunatic fringe, that this has nothing to do with our foreign policy, and that it has nothing to do with religion, is an indictment sheet against them that will be paid for in American blood.
You write that one facet of American bipartisan foreign policy that constrains us is our one-side relationship in the Middle East with Israel. I know that you're extremely aware of how any criticism of Israel gets painted as anti-Semitic. Is that mindset in this country constraining us from doing what we should do to protect Americans in this overall?
Absolutely. It keeps us in a fantasy land. Whether or not you support Israel is entirely up to every American individual, but the reality that Israel is a terrible burden on American foreign policy and that relationship will over time and is now causing the death of Americans and the cost of billions of dollars is simply an objective truth. And until you can say that, how can you possibly have a discussion about foreign policy?
Would you...
The second aspect of that, of course, is that when anybody questions that issue, our support for the Israelis, they're immediately identified as being both unpatriotic and anti-Semitic. And that just leads to disaster.